With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Set summer in motion with the most adventurous Honda vehicles yet, like the Passport and Pilot Trail Sport and the Ridgeline, built for better off-road performance and engineered for more adventure. Summer's here. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Pilot, a 2.9% APR on a 2023 Passport, and a 0.9% APR on a 2023 Ridgeline.
Buy online, reserve from select dealers, or visit your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Hello, fellow Rangers, and welcome to the Ranger Ryan Show. We're getting through, you know, a lot of content here. I'm going to have to have two from this year, because the following year was not as exciting. So we're going to have two back-to-back from the same year, and then we'll jump into 2017 all the way up till 2023 before the best advertising campaigns of, I guess, the past 23, or, you know, the past 23 years, really. And that'll be interesting. I'll get JT back for that. And then we'll have a big finale, a big celebration, a big retirement show, you know, before I take who knows how long off. Or forever. You know, doesn't really. It's not, you know, I'll do something. I'm still going to do the, what did I say I was going to do? Oh, the try-on haul thing. I'll do that. All right, so today we're talking about the dead child from the Nationwide commercial, which was not very well received. Let's just start with that. So Nationwide released this commercial that showed a young boy talking about the things that he will never get to do. It shows an overflowing bathtub. It shows a sink cabinet full of cleaning materials with the doors open. And it shows a flat screen TV that was wall mounted crashed to the floor. And the boy talks about how he won't be able to learn to ride a bicycle or get married because he died from an accident. It was intended to start a conversation about preventable accidents and not sell insurance. However, on Twitter, which has been a thing, well, the past two, this is the third Twitter ruined everything episode. Got to Twitter, and people were tweeting things such as, did you know your kids are probably going to die soon? You know? And just kind of just regular backlash, you know, because people are trying to enjoy the Super Bowl. This is a Super Bowl ad. The Super Bowl, it was the Seahawks versus the Patriots. And, you know, I think it's something, you know, it's one thing that my kids and I watch together. We don't watch, but it is on, and we have Super Bowl foods, you know, as a family. And, you know, sometimes the ads are the only part we do watch, right? So we make chicken wings. We make, there's a lot of weird Midwestern food that I could mention that I'm not sure that will be understood by everyone, but we have hanky pankies. We have classic Rotel dip. We have, it's just classic barbecue weenies. We have everything that is a cliche Super Bowl party. And that's our dinner. Like, we actually, that's our meal. It's, the kids like football season because I might as well just go on a tangent before I actually talk about. We have started a new tradition in our household. So, as you all know, we are a Southwest Ohio-based family. Therefore, we are Bengals fans, Cincinnati Bengals fans. We could go a little bit more north, and then we could pretend to be Cleveland Browns fans, but we're not. So, we are officially Cincinnati Bengals fans. And whoever the Bengals are playing against that day, we have a meal inspired by that team, okay? And, you know, based on, you know, like when they played Miami, we had wonderful Cuban sandwiches. And when we are going against Buffalo, we would have wings. You know, there's just, you know, different things that I guess if we're going against the Bears somehow, we're going to have deep dish pizza, right? Every part of the country has different foods that are unique to them. Here we have the three-way, which is spaghetti noodles and a runny beanless chili topped with cheese. That is a three-way. You can make it a four-way if you want to add onions. You can make it a five-way if you want to add onions and beans to the mix. And this is really just information for you to know. But whoever we're playing against, we have a meal inspired by the opposing team. But on Super Bowl days, we have Super Bowl cliche foods, right? And it's a really fun, you know, if you want to do this with your friends and family, it's actually kind of a fun way to experiment with different parts of the country's different foods. Some of them have actually been very interesting, you know, to try. Things that I normally would not order. So please, feel free to adopt that into your own families because it is fun. So, I guess with the Patriots, I mean, what would you do? Would you do like a lobster roll, I guess? It is a family affair in our house. And if my kids and I are watching the commercials more than the game, which is more often than not, and then we go to the Puppy Bowl for halftime, a commercial of a dead child would be a little off-putting, you know? You know, of course we understand that this is a reality, and those are things that happen, right? We're not going to ignore the subject, but I can see how people were a little taken back by it. This is a event that takes place once a year, and it's something that people look forward to. There often is excitement, joy, adrenaline, and to have that cut off with the death of a child, even though it's fictitious in this point, very, very depressing. Depressing would be probably the best word. Companies pay up to, you know, $4.5 million for 30 seconds on the program. So, I mean, you have over 100 million people watching. And this one is considered the most depressing of all Super Bowl commercials, if not from that year, if not for all time, honestly. So, good job. Good job there. There was a statement that was issued by Nationwide trying to let people know that it wasn't about insurance. That's not something that they were trying to push. It was really just trying to promote safety. And we see this a lot. We see companies that try to promote a message over a product. Sometimes it backfires. Sometimes it's confusing to people. It's like, oh, that was an ad for what exactly? And that's really what happened here. Quote, "We want to build awareness of an issue that is near and dear to all of us, the safety and well-being of our children." We knew the ad would spur a variety of reactions. In fact, thousands of people visited MakeSafeHappen.com, a new website to help educate parents and caregivers with information and resources in an effort to make their home safer and avoid a potential injury or death. Nationwide has been working with experts for more than 60 years to make homes safer. While some did not care for the ad, we hope it served to begin a dialogue to make safe happen for children everywhere. Now, we know that preventable injuries are in the home the leading cause of childhood deaths in America. And it is important to not only lock the cabinets and to make sure the TV is mounted. Not a point of contention, but a discussion I had very early in my parenting years. I'll get a little private here. But we had a family that would come over quite often in the beginning of our parenting. And they would bring their kids over to our house. And they were very concerned that we did not secure the furniture to the wall, such as a dresser. Because as you know, dressers and most things have the option in the box if you build your own furniture, like IKEA style, which is all we could really afford. Securing it to the wall so it does not topple over and crush a child, which is completely understandable. Of course, if your kids are younger, it, you know, would be a good idea to do that. We are probably, I think I would consider myself a helicopter parent. I'm always in the room if I can be, if I'm not working or recording or whatever else might be going on. However, I always thought it was important to, you know, not necessarily secure all the furniture to the wall, but to teach my children not to climb on furniture. And, you know, we did do locked cabinets in the house. We did have the child locks on the majority of the drawers and cabinets. However, my kids were old enough that, you know, it's a teaching experience for us more than it was a behavioral thing. I mean, kids do things that they shouldn't do all the time, but I think it's important for them to learn what not to do as opposed to just, you know, drilling everything to the floor kind of thing. And luckily my kids were old enough, we did not have to secure the furniture. But they were concerned. So, I mean, I did at least ask if they, you know, if their kids were going to come over often, if I should. Is this going to be a problem? Are their kids not told that climbing on furniture is dangerous and inappropriate, especially in as a guest in someone's house? I don't know. Where was I? What was I talking about? Oh, it's actually, yeah, it's a very... Make Safe Happen was the campaign, and it was supposed to be a good idea. And I'm not saying it wasn't. You know, I think it's nice to, you know, I think Dumb Ways to Die actually is probably the best example of that. If you only know the song from TikTok, Dumb Ways to Die was a campaign to keep people from making bad choices. If you don't know the song, I mean, that's pretty much the lyrics to the song, Dumb Ways to Die. And I believe it was, let's see, it was, what country was it? New Zealand? It was Australia. Dumb Ways to Die is an Australian public campaign made by Metro Trains in Melbourne, Victoria, to promote railway safety. The campaign video went viral on social media after it was released in November of 2011. The campaign's animation was developed into an app, which is available now on iOS. And it's pretty well known for the song. It's still a TikTok thing, mainly showing people doing very dangerous things and ironically playing that song. But due to that, I know there was a decrease in Metro train deaths. People that normally would run through a track did not because of a song. So, I mean, that's actually a win. That's a good example of a campaign that was focused on change and actually made it. Where this one, being a corporation, right, and a... When you try to do a message, it comes off as you're trying to profit off of tragedy. So that, of course, is partly the reason for the backlash. I actually think that, I mean, the campaign is fine. The commercial is actually quite powerful. However, when it's tied with a company that, you know, would sell end-of-life benefits, It's a little off-putting, but due to this, the nationwide CMO exited the company. Matt Jacquius, who oversaw the insurer's Dead Boy ad, has left the company and been replaced by company veteran Terrence Williams, and this happened not too long after, but the marketing officer behind the Dead Boy, Dead Child, did end up leaving the company. Not sure if it was a direct response to the ad doing what it did, but nonetheless, this was a marketing fail. So maybe in the future, just start a separate .org kind of thing, not mention that it's from an insurance company, and it probably would have been received a little better if it was just for the website and not tied directly to an insurance company. Just my thoughts. Next time I'll be talking about another event from this year, the year that we're speaking on, and I didn't know about it, but Now I do, and I'm sure it will lead to glorious discussion. I'll talk to you in 2 days. Until then, farewell.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.